Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the most common question Hannah gets post-breakup, because she talked about her breakup with her boyfriend. They were together for like a year and a half. She had moved in. She had a dog with him. The number one question is, how's the dog? What are you guys doing with the dog? Because it's basically like a custody situation. Mm-hmm. We're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. And on Thanksgiving, Hannah finally got to see her dog because it's been a complicated situation with the dog.
Yeah. So this is a pretty sensitive topic. For me, it weighs really heavy on my heart, but I have been wanting to talk to you guys about it. So, yeah, my boyfriend Matt and I broke up back in August, and we have our dog Bear together. And at first, I was like kind of going over there a lot to see Bear. I would still like, you know, talk to my ex a lot. I would take him on, I'd take the dog on walks. I would take him, you know, with me or whatever. But then we kind of stopped because it got hard because it was hard for me to like continue to move forward with my breakup, knowing that I would be at my ex's house all the time seeing my dog. So I took quite a bit of a break from that, but I've really been missing my dog Bear, and I really haven't like known the best situation what to do with him recently. So I texted my ex and asked if I could pick up our dog Bear for Thanksgiving and bring him to my family's house. Of course, he said yes. He's been really great about, you know, wanting me to be involved in Bear's life. He's never tried to keep me away from him or anything.
You said our dog. Do you still consider it our dog?
Yeah, okay. I do. And so I went on Thanksgiving morning really early and I picked up Bear, and it was the best day ever with the dog. He got to spend time with my nieces and nephews. He got to spend time with my mom. It was really great. It was almost like a distance makes the heart grow fonder kind of moment. Mm-hmm. It was really, really great. And then I dropped him off that night, and I really, really struggled dropping Bear back off. One, because I don't want to. Like, I want to keep him with me all the time. And two, it was just like, I don't know when I'm going to see him next. And it was the holidays. It was the first holiday I haven't spent with my boyfriend in a long time. So it was just like a big mixture of feelings. And I really, really struggled with it. I never know the right situation on what to do with my dog Bear. I don't know if it's better for me to see him all the time, better for me not to see him. There's not a right solution in my heart of what to do with Bear.
Did you break down?
Yeah, I broke down. Yeah. And I always have anxiety about it. And I'm very sensitive to the topic. Like, when I want people's opinions. If you've been through this before, I want your opinion. But I also am very like protective in my heart of Bear. And I don't really like when people are like, he's just a dog. Like, you know, that.
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
that comes with the breakup territory. That's like,
she's looking at you, AB.
Yeah, that's really sensitive for me to hear because
she's looking at her friend AB, who's not a dog person.
That is my dog. Like, that is a huge part of my life. That was like a commitment we made together, and I don't think that commitment ends just because we broke up. Like, I love that dog.
I mean, as somebody, I'm not an animal person, and I don't think I would ever find myself in this position, but I do understand that for you, Hannah, it is more than a dog.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's...
If I were in your position, though, I don't think that I would be able to see the dog anymore.
Interesting.
I think I would have
too hard to see the dog? Or too emotional?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play a song, and then we want to get your advice on this here in a second. What if is anybody in this type of situation where you feel like you have dog custody situation? How do you juggle it? Is it... like harder, because there's another layer that I want to bring up that even happened on Thanksgiving that makes it really challenging when you're doing dog custody situations in 3 minutes. We're dancing commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. Any parents or dog parents out there have to do dog custody with an ex? Like, you and your significant other got a divorce, and how did you handle the breakup with the dogs? Did one person get the dog? Do you have to go and see it? Is there visitation? 314-531-9898. Do you have to have this conversation before you even break up? I know one of my friends, before they even broke up, they had a conversation. Like, when we break up, if this ever happens, this is who gets the dog. They had to have that agreement when they got the dog because they weren't married. And even if you are married, divorce has happened, and that's one of the biggest things that people fight about. Hannah has kind of been struggling with this, and because you just saw your dog for the first time at Thanksgiving, and how long has it been now?
It's been like at least 2 months.
And it's because one of the problems that she was having post-breakup is that she was going over to her ex's house, and they had a civil breakup. They just realized that their relationship didn't end with them hating each other. There just was no future. So they just got... they would see each other. She'd go, oh, I'll pick up the dog and take it for the dog for a walk. And then they would just start talking again like life was normal. And then they'd get into the same cycle of having this conversation and like, oh, everything's good. Oh, wait, do we have a future? And it becomes hard when you have to see your ex every single time. So I'm curious if other people do a dog custody situation, because then you have to see your ex. It's different when you have kids and you have to see your ex.
Right.
Than when you have a dog and seeing the dog, I feel like, right?
Right, and especially when it's a civil breakup and the other person's not dating anyone yet and you're both kind of still in this limbo of, you know, because then, like, you know, it's like a Hallmark movie. The dog then brought them back together.
And,
you know?
and I want to point out why it's different for, like, dogs and kids and the dog custody situation is kids, you're probably constantly having to stay in communication because there's a million questions to answer. Oh, the teacher said this. Oh, what about pickups for this? Oh, what about this? There's just, you guys are constantly talking. For the dog, you could go your 3-4 days without talking and then see them. And that's different. When you're in constant communication with your ex, you just learn to like co-parent. That becomes a different role. But when you're just seeing them and then not seeing them for 3 days and then seeing them because what happened on Thanksgiving, Hannah? I asked you this. You guys talked for 30 minutes, you said, and just caught up because that's what you do. I feel like the dog custody thing is hard. I think it's almost impossible.
Yeah, it's hard to move past a relationship.
Yeah, I mean, it was really hard because then it's like, okay, what is the point of talking? Like, are we, why?
You just start catching
what
up naturally.
That?
Yeah. But when you're parenting and co-parenting, you're constantly talking. And so you don't need to catch up. You just drop off the kids.
It's kind of like the same as when you're broken up with somebody, you break up with their whole family.
Yeah.
And I think you see this dog as part of his family. And I think
it's my family. It's not just his family.
I think one person's got to get the dog, though.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is, Brett, you said, like, you know, people have conversations before. When
did you guys do that?
My ex and I got Bear, like, when we were filling out the paperwork and stuff, it was like one person is like primary direct contact for the vet. And it was my ex, Matt. But that doesn't mean any, like, I don't care about that. Like, my number is still on his collar. Like, I am mom. I'm not going away. Like, even if my ex dates someone else, I don't care. I'm still mom. I'm still number one. Like, I can't.
You're
going to
see him for Christmas, right? You said you're going to try to see him for Christmas?
Yeah. So then I was like, okay, am I just going to get holiday custody? Like, I don't know.
Is that a thing? Holiday custody, weekend custody, or did you have to have the conversation and decide who gets the dog? How did you handle the dog post-breakup. 314-531-9898. We'll take your calls on this while we're commercial-free on Y98 St. Louis. Baby dog drama. Her and her boyfriend broke up. They lived together. They got a dog together. And then, like, post-breakup, his name was on all the stuff. And he had the house. Hannah had moved in with her sister. And so the custody situation became really complicated. She was going over there all the time, giving the dog a walk. But then it was, like, really hard to sever ties with the ex. You guys are just seeing each other all the time. You guys needed space. And so you just saw him on Thanksgiving. And it just brought up a whole bunch of emotions. Like, how do I handle the dog situation now? Because I miss my dog.
Yeah, I miss and I love my dog. Thank you for everybody who's texted and called in on this. Someone said, Carrie texted in and said, oh, Hannah, I couldn't even imagine. Is there a way that you and your ex can work out some kind of shared schedule? Maybe you keep Bear for a week and then so on, so on. That way you can both keep time with him. Do you watch Selling Sunset? That's what Mary and Jason did.
Yeah, it's
so
funny.
I'm not alone in this, apparently. Yeah, I mean, I guess we could work out a shared schedule. Honestly, right now, it's kind of complicated for me because I'm living with family. Yeah. And so I know they would say yes, but I would still feel guilty being like, okay, I'm already staying here.
Now can I bring my dog?
And yeah. Then I, like, yeah. It just, like, adds a whole nother layer, and I already, like, have a lot of emotions about it, so I don't want to feel, like, guilt on top of all that.
I think there's two things that sometimes, like, you moved in with family afterwards until you got up, like, back up on your feet. Like, sometimes that stuff happens for a reason. Like, you and your ex might be able to see each other on a shared custody situation when you're ready to get into your own place.
Right. Yeah.
And it might be better timing. But right now, everything's so fresh. That's why you kind of, like, stopped going over there to do the walk thing. Like, that's also a good point.
Another person said, I dated a guy who shared a dog with his ex-wife. They did a week on, a week off. I thought it was weird at first, but it really worked for them.
Really?
And it allowed them to have planned vacations without worrying about a dog sitter.
Huh.
They even shared vet bills and grooming bills 50-50. He explained it as if it was a human child and they would have to do the same. So what's the difference?
See, but the difference for me is the immediate part of the breakup. Like I married my high school sweetheart, but I feel like most people post-breakup need to cut off communication.
Right.
Unless you have to communicate.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no reason.
I feel like a dog might be a reason where you have to communicate.
What?
Like, really want to see my dog.
But that, like, that you just see each other once a week, and then it becomes like, let's catch up like old friends, and you're not old friends. When you are co-parenting.
Maybe we just need to hate each other.
I feel like in co-parenting situations, there probably isn't a day that goes by where you guys aren't in communication. For your kids.
Right.
Oh, the kid's sick. Oh, he had a homework assignment. Like, you're constantly texting. For the dog, you go a week without texting or calling, and then you see each other, and you're like, oh, I miss them. Ooh. Like, that's what I feel like ends up happening. That's the difference for me. I get it that it ended up making sense. Like, literally, you have an immediate dog watcher or, you know, dog sitter and things like that. Smart. But that's the difference for me, is it's not the same kind of level of communication.
I agree. I'm not saying that a dog is the same thing as a human child. I'm not saying that at all.
After you talk to the ex about, like, oh, he pooped today, you're good.
Right.
Like, that's the end of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, and so then you're like, what else you want to talk about? And then you just start catching up like you're on a date. And you're not dating anymore. That's the difference.
It's hard.
It's definitely a complicated situation.